This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Stocks fell on Thursday after a sharply lower-than-expected reading on U.S. GDP for the first quarter ratcheted up questions about the health of the U.S. economy in the face of persistently high interest rates. Meanwhile, Meta's revenue forecast rattled tech investors, eyeing the next high-stakes mega-cap earnings. The Nasdaq Composite fell about 0.6%, the S&P 500 lost less than 0.5%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped about 1%, or nearly 400 points. The indexes did recover from deeper losses earlier in the session. U.S. GDP growth came in at a 1.6% annualized pace in the first quarter, falling well short of expectations of 2.5%. The reading comes amid ongoing debate about the path of the Federal Reserve's interest rate campaign. Meanwhile, an underlying measure of inflation grew by 3.7% in the first quarter, above estimates and significantly higher than a 2% gain in the prior quarter. Treasury yields rose after the print, with a benchmark 10-year yield surging to its highest levels of the year before hovering around 4.7%. Mortgage rates tick higher again this week to 7.17%, the highest since November. Mortgage rates continued their climb past the 7% threshold this week, sidelining price-sensitive buyers in their wake. The rate on the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose to 7.17% on Thursday, up from 7.1% the week prior, according to Freddie Mac. Rates surged past 7% last week for the first time this year, following a government report showing inflation remained hotter than expected. Meanwhile, Meta shares sank more than 10% as the market balked at rising costs at the Facebook and Instagram owner, which plans to spend up to $10 billion on AI infrastructure investments. Concerns grew about how long it will take for that spending to feed into revenue, pulling down tech stocks more broadly. Microsoft, Alphabet, and Amazon were all down for the day. Caterpillar shares also sank about 6% after the heavy equipment maker said it continues to see weakness in Europe and economic softening in the Asia-Pacific, excluding China. IBM stock was down more than 8% during Thursday's session, marking their worst single-day decline since 2021. This plunge comes in the wake of the company's first-quarter results, which fell short of revenue estimates. Despite Thursday's slide, the stock is still up more than 5% year-to-date. And Comcast shares fell about 7% on Thursday following a mixed first-quarter earnings report that saw domestic broadband subscribers fall year over year. But the company reported subscriber additions for its flagship streaming service Peacock, which added 3 million subs, while revenue at the platform increased 54% year-on-year to $1.1 billion. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.